Next is letter two, Dr. Marotti, copy letter to Dr. Nazar, second copy to Dr. Berman regarding patient Roy, R-O-Y, last name Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y, date of birth is 10/29/1936, dear Dr. Marotti, Dr. Nazaroff, Dr. Berman, this is three separate letters. It's a pleasure to see patient Roy Lindsay in the office on 1/22/2013, period, as recall. This is a 76-year-old Caucasian male, and this is him on myself in the office on 7/17/2000 for evaluation of coronary disease, period, patient documentation of coronary disease, status bone mental function, saw some pizza stand, sound placement, period. Initial evaluation myself, he did relate chest pain, described as dull ache, did appear to exertion related. Period, I'm on a stress occurrum on 12/7/2000, noted to be negative producible skin, patient workload of 8 meds, period, recurrent symptoms, I don't want repeat corneal angiography at Tucson Medical Center on 10/26/2004, showing a 30% mid circumflex lesion, as well as a 99% stenosis proximal coronary, felt to be chronic with collateralization from the left circumflex, and decision made to treat patient medically, period, ultimately presented to Copper Queen Hospital on 11/30/2008, with complaints of chest pain, period, and was transferred to Tucson Heart Hospital at that time, I don't want corneal angiography with PTC and stent placement by Dr. Meyer, period, had worsening cardiac as well as atrial flutter, and he underwent RF ablation for atrial flutter, as well as implantation by ventral pacemaker ICD in view of his ischemic cardiomyopathy and congestive heart failure, period. He's been similar case follow-up and has had a device interrogated in multiple cases, well, period, ultimately known with an abdominal aortic aneurysm, underwent surgical repair by Dr. Berman, period. He was last seen follow-up on 10/23/2012, period, last function study, well, as adenosine myopia on 11/29/2011, known to be negative reducible ischemic rejection fraction of 38%, period. He presents a follow-up, period. He is doing well from cardiac aspect, period, and has any chest discomfort per se, shortness of breath of rest, nausea, vomit, diaphoresis, neck, jaw, arm pain, palpitation, syncope, near syncope, orthopneia, PND, or exertional dyspnea, period, paragraph on physical exam, vitals as follows, heart rate of 58, respiratory rate of 18, blood pressure 142 over 80, weight, correction height is 5'11", period. HENT is unremarkable. There's no JVD or carburetor. There's noted, period. Heart is regular rate minimum of 2/6 is documented, period. No S3, S4 noted, period. PMI is not displaced. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Positive bowel sounds, period. Extreme horn dry without cyanosis, pallor, edema, period. Pulse are intact, times 4 extremities, period. Paragraph. And pressure 1 coronary artery disease, status post muscle infarction, status post PTC and stent placement. Number 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy. Number 3, status post biventricular pacemaker ICD implantation as noted. Next year status post RF ablation second atrial flutter. Next year paroxysmal atrial flutter, brain normal sinus rhythm. Next year mild mitral regurgitation / tricuspid regurgitation. Next number abdominal aortic aneurysm, status post surgical repair. Next number hypertension, next number hyperlipidemia. Pre-paragraph recommendation 1, patient continue coronary artery disease proven medication. Patient number 2, have a biventricular pacemaker ICD interrogation day scheduled. Next one, patient follow-up in 3 months prior as needed. Next one, repeat biventricular pacemaker ICD interrogation in April 2013. Pre-paragraph, thank you much for allowing me to appreciate care of this patient. Question concerns, please don't let to contact me. Signed this sincerely, Dr. William G. L. at Comedio.